Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She grew up working on a berry farm, and tonight she's working with some nuts. Former senior counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. None of his dirty jobs prepared him for tonight. Host of How America Works on Fox Nation, Mike Rowe. She's like glitter, bright, fun, and impossible to get rid of. Fox News contributor Kat Tiff. And the world revolves around him, literally. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. Kellyanne, I apologize for ending that monologue on a poop joke. It's been a bone of contention among everybody here that I'm making too many poop jokes. I'm trying to cut them down. I hope I did not offend you.
It's hard to offend me.
I know.
I have really thick shock absorbers, I promise.
Yes. What do you make of this idea? Does it make sense? It's very simple.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because that was the message of Martin Luther King. And you're right about deeds versus words. Look, I worked in administration, the Trump-Pence administration, where millions got off welfare, millions got off food stamps, the lowest unemployment rate for African-Americans, Asian-Americans, Hispanic-Americans. Women were in the workforce. And, you know, as the kids were forced out of school, the women, their moms were forced out of the workforce. And we're still reckoning with that, to say nothing of all the woke is joke, woke is broke curricula out there. But I like it. And it would, I think that you would give Biden Harris a big zero. I think what you described is exactly why he's at 38% approval and she's at 28% approval, because people said, you didn't make good on any promise. You didn't unify the country. You don't care about bipartisan action. You don't care about people. And your policies are wrongheaded.
Yeah. But thank God they got rid of those mean tweets.
They got,
we got high inflation. We got
big gas prices.
But those tweets are gone. Thank God, Mike. Those tweets were driving me crazy, keeping me up all night, aside from thinking about you. my delicious little blue king.
It's the Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, that's not true. They don't have tuxedos.
Thank you for the poop joke, right? I mean, my entire career, season one of Dirty Jobs was literally feces from every species.
Yeah.
That's how the network slugged it, and that's all we did. So it's nice to be home.
People, yeah, they got to get over it, man. They got to get over it. It's part of life. Feces from another species. That sounds like a great restaurant, but I'll stop. What do you make of this idea? Because you always have good ideas about how to fix things.
No, I don't, actually. The great idea is that you're listening to your fans. And we did 300 dirty jobs, and I'd say 280 of them were fan suggestions. Like, so all the ideas came in from that. So that's really great. I love the dream score. If we want a colorblind society, I don't really know what to say about policies that revolve entirely around color. How do you get away from it? At some point, you know, there's the whole leveling of the playing field thing. I get it, but the man talked about a colorblind future.
Right.
If we're ever going to get there, I got this thing called a sweat pledge in my foundation, and people have to sign it. It's kind of an old throwback to the Boy Scouts, but it's 12 simple statements of belief. Things like personal responsibility, delayed gratification, and so forth. All the Horatio Alger stuff.
Right.
It has been deemed recently as alt-right.
Of course.
And the questions that come now every year, we've given away maybe 1,400 of these work ethic scholarships, but every year now, more and more, how many women, how many people of color? And because it's a foundation and not a company, I can say quite candidly, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know. That we're trying to gauge for work ethic, and from what I've seen, no gender or race has a corner on that. And so hilarity ensues, and things get very sporty online, and we have this conversation, but it always comes back to this exact thing. If you want a colorblind future, what in the world are you doing with a color-obsessed present?
There you go. That's it.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah. Your your theory or his theory is brilliant, but it's problematic.
Good word.
Because it goes against the entire foundation of what the Democratic Party has always been about. Mm-hmm. Because anytime a brother becomes successful and a free thinker, they take our black cards away. They can't get mine. Good luck trying. But they love to, as soon as you become successful, like, you know what? I make so much a year. I don't like this tax bracket. I'm going to look at this. This policy works for me. Hey, oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, you're a Republican? Your blackness is gone.
That's so
and
true.
Your new nickname is Uncle Tom.
Yes.
Because you can't succeed under their plan. You need us. Mm-hmm. We have to treat you like children. So, and bait you and tell you we're going to do this and this. And then when you can't succeed, it's not their fault. I mean, you are black. I mean, did you have a father? You know what I'm saying? The answer was, you know what I'm saying? But no, you laugh, but that they say that with a straight face. But don't worry, we're going to get you on welfare, and we'll get you some kind of other things you can possibly do, a voucher so you can get on the bus.
There you go.
Made it, young man.
There you go. Kat, have you ever used anything from a viewer or a fan?
Well, they're mostly prison letters. And they don't even have pictures, so I can't even tell if they're hot prisoners or not.
So, years ago, before you were married.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Also, never before I was married. Not a prison. Oh, never. Yeah.
No, they're in prison now.
I got a little distracted during your monologue, though, because you mentioned the happy and sad MLK. I started thinking of, like, what if we rated other things like that? I don't know, like the Yelp or, like, those signs at the doctor, like, rate your pain, and it's a bunch of, you know, different MLK faces. But, I'm just saying, my brain went there. Should I not be saying where my brain goes? Has that been my problem for all these years?
I don't know.
But for me, I just think that for the government in general, I want whoever's going to do less.
Right.
You know, I don't like the deeds. As long as the deeds are undoing other deeds, those are my favorite deeds.
Yes, the deeds that subtract other deeds.
There's too many rules.
Yes. Dirty deeds, gunder cheap.
AC/DC.
There you go.
Black and black.
No, not Black and Black. What's it from? Which album?
First one, wasn't it?
I think it's the second. I don't know. Oh, let's
I was
back.
Trying to go with your theme.
I know. Well, you are Back in Black.
You know it.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I say one quick thing about the Democratic Party? The big joke is they had about 24 Democrats running for president. They had black man, black woman, Hispanic, American Samoan. That was Tulsi Gabbard, not Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
They had the first openly gay candidate. They had a male socialist, a female socialist. They really had one of everything. You know who they ended up with?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Please. Oh, the old white guy. Thank you. That is the Democratic Party in a nutshell.
Yeah, they had one openly gay man, and they had Mayor Pete. All right. Up next, who should we blame for making schools totally lame? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A creepy professor says we have a lot of nerve if we call pedophiles pervs. Time for a new segment I'm calling...
Our education system sucks.
Welcome to Our Education System Sucks. I'm your host, Angela Lansbury. That reference ought to hook our young viewers. All right. First up, an Old Dominion University professor argues for using the term MAPS, or minor attracted persons, instead of the word pedophile. I'm sorry, we don't need a new acronym for pedophile like MAPS. What we need is an actual map to lead creeps to a place where there aren't any kids, like an active volcano. In a recent video, Dr. Alan Walker said that having sexual urges towards the children isn't necessarily wrong as long as it's not acted upon. After the inevitable blowback, the school released a statement saying they don't endorse crimes against children, and that's a hot take. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, a student is suing his school district after he was suspended from a football game for saying there are only two genders. That's an opinion that 2 years ago would have earned him an A in biology class. And And why is the punishment for that, missing a football game? Shouldn't he be suspended from watching RuPaul's Drag Race? The lawsuit claims the suspension violated his right to free speech and the state's Bill of Rights because he expressed his religious beliefs. Finally, a Loudoun County, Virginia school board member has branded a group of concerned parents alt-right after they oppose CRT in schools. The thing is, the parents group has several black and Jewish parents, among them this guy.
What they're doing is basic bullying. What they want you to do is stay home and not use your voice. They want you to hide and shudder in silence. So she's using her platform, like she mentioned, starting off with flipping off the sitting president of the United States. So we're going to use our platform, whatever that looks like, to fight for our kids.
Oh, I hate these white bigots. Mike, what's your feeling on our educational system as a whole?
Oh, I mean, it's not a great feeling, Greg.
Yeah.
No, it's.
I hate it when you say that.
So, I mean, in my little lane, right, there's we've been promoting one path, one form of education for the last 40 years at the expense of all the others. I think, you know, it's fine to make a case for college, but we've done it at the expense of just about every other form, from apprenticeships to fellowships and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So $1.7 trillion in student loans, 11 point whatever million jobs available. It's a mess in general.
Right.
I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, it just goes back to the whole that sweat pledge thing I mentioned.
Yeah.
Not to make it all about me, but if I could bring it back to me briefly.
Yes.
Right. That's becoming a curriculum now. Mm-hmm. That's in 30 schools and they're using it as a pilot. And the pushback is incredible. And it's like what I'm seeing. And you said it earlier about the language. It's at some point we woke up and one side had become synonymous with work ethic, delayed gratification, a decent attitude, and so forth and so on. And I don't understand why the other side would allow those words to be co-opted almost. And so everything almost feels like a super secret code for something else. Mm. So this harmless little pledge that was originally intended to be a challenge to the individual has really become a giant dog whistle.
Right.
All sorts of other things.
Exactly. The dog whistle. Like, that's now, anytime you say something normal, that's somehow a dog whistle. Kat, are pedophiles misunderstood?
We're waiting.
We're waiting. Like, defend the pedophiles, Kat!
I mean, I don't understand pedophiles. But I don't think that's the worst thing about them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Pedophiles are bad.
Yes, thank you.
So there's another hot take. See, this is what I get paid for.
You get paid?
Yeah.
I told him this was an internship.
6 years.
Did the school get rid of that professor, by the way?
This is a good question.
They had to put out a clarifying statement, but I bet he's tenured.
No. You know what it
Let
is?
Let me act on my parental urges here to tell you a few things.
Well, here's the deal. You know what? When they find out if he's a Republican, that he's really gone.
He's out.
Yes. But that's the thing. They would probably ban a Republican before they would ban a pedophile.
And what's happening is people are getting nervous because they label other people.
Yes.
When they don't want to know your name, they don't want you to have a name. Mm-hmm. And that's why people want to call you a racist, a sexist, xenophobe. Mm-hmm. They want to call people the alt-right. Parents aren't a special interest group. We're parents.
Yeah.
Every single day, every single moment, everything we think about, we consider, we do, is through the lens of our children. Mm-hmm. And what the education system has not provided over time is basics, reading, writing, arithmetic. I mean, everybody has to choose how they spend the hours in their day. And when the curricula is so geared towards nonsense and telling you how awful you are, how awful the country is, we need to teach our children to love America, not to hate America.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to teach...
Yes. American answer, Kat.
Okay. And the other thing is, just get the politics out of they brought the politics, the left brought the politics into it. We can't get rid of bad teachers. They're tenured. The union mm-hmm. protects them. Education has to be child-centric. This is about parent choice, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. Critical race theory is real. It is taught in many places. It's been around for a long time. You know what's different, Gutfeld? That people, because we're on a last-name basis, right?
Yes, of course.
That people felt they had a great in now with all the liberals in charge of everything in Washington and everywhere else. They thought this is the time for us to get critical race theory, which has been around for a very long time, and bring it into our curricula, bring it into our schools. No one will argue with us because we'll call them names. Mm-hmm. And they run into a buzzsaw called parents.
Right.
I think it's not going to change. But let me make another point. You talked about a colorblind society. The best way to do that is to make sure that every child has a right to a quality education. In this country, the mayors of all of our major cities are Democrats.
Of course,
yes. And you see the education system. Years ago, you had Southern Democrat governors standing in the schoolhouse door keeping minority kids from coming in. Now you have many Democrats keeping the kids from coming out of bad schools. Mm-hmm. And that's why school choice charter schools, including here in New York City, so popular. People stand in line just to get a chance in the lottery at these charter schools.
Right, because it's not just about critical race theory. It's like a group of parents saying, hey, I would like a say in my child's education. Like, I have never given birth that I know of, right? but I feel like if I did, I'd probably want to be involved after that.
Yeah.
Like, right? I mean, like, no one says, yes, I want to be a mom so I can create empty vessels to be filled with government propaganda.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, nobody wants that.
Or that you give them up from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
Oh, I do that.
You have no say in what they're learning.
Let's not be so quick to cut that
exactly. Like, this is what schools are for.
Though, I got a different take on this whole thing.
Okay,
so we'll call him a professor. apparently, he fell asleep and left his login on the old computer, and the wife found it, and now he's trying to get ahead of it. Like, they're not really pedophiles, they're maps. And as long as you don't act on it and just watch it, it's not really the same thing. So he's trying to get ahead of, he can't find his phone, yep. He thinks one of his students has it, and he's just trying to get ahead of it. Like, they're not all bad, some of them are good teachers, and you know, just, it's not me,
yeah.
It's a lie, but that's what it is.
But what's it called, maps? It's like, okay, so.
Minor attracted person.
Yeah, I came up with arsonist would be a warmth enthusiast. And a serial killer would be a carbon footprint reducer. I have more, but I'm gonna stop there. All right, I hate to say this, we are out of time. What a great show. Thanks to Kellyanne, Mike Rowe, Cat Tyrus, our studio audience, Foxes at Night with Evil, Shannon Brinkman's next. I'm Oprah. And I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.